complementary power moves that you can do in the office or on the field or wherever your octagon or dojo of life happens to be. On the House, courtesy of Emerson Dameron, LA's number one avant-garde motivational speaker, if you see somebody you want to get some leverage on and that person asks you if you're having a nice day, say the best day of the rest of your life. They may not like you, but they will damn sure respect you. If you realize that you've said too much and you regret what has tumbled out of your mouth, say to the assembled, I trust you because you are wise enough to keep my secrets. That will shut them up good. This is Emerson Dameron, LA's number one avant-garde motivational speaker and host of Emerson Dameron's Medicated Minutes on K-Chung, kchungradio.org, medicated-minutes.com. I love you personally. Levity saves lives. In Hitchcock's cinematic masterpiece, Rear Window, one of his masterpieces, the Jimmy Stewart character views the world through a telescope from his titular rear window, has to wrestle with his voyeurism. We're all perverts of one stripe or another. Anyone who has a surveillance operation is probably a voyeur. That's why we like to put on a show for them, because it's Giving Tuesday, and anyone who's watching a surveillance camera is not only a known pervert by virtue of that fact, but also an authoritarian pervert, be they cops or security guards. Whomever, wherever, whatever, we get it on hot and heavy and pound it out for any surveillance camera that we happen to come across. You're watching a surveillance camera. You're getting what you signed up for. We genuinely hope you'll love it because it's Giving Tuesday. That's the spirit of. And we are so bad. History's worst monsters. We ate ice cream last night when we were in our slankets watching old movies on Netflix. So bad. We could have been doing something productive during that time, but we weren't because we don't care because we love being bad. Sort of. We think animals are adorable and cute. All of them. Even the bugs. We still eat meat because we are bad and we're so bad we don't even own it. That's how bad we are. It's so bad it makes me giggle. But you'll love it. You'll love being bad. Isn't that our gift to the world on Giving Tuesday? Let's do it. Right now. Let's have sex. We've waited long enough. It has nothing to do with Giving Tuesday. I mean, it does. You can extrapolate. I want to pin you down and nail you to the center of the earth. When you look at me that way, you can tell that you have a complimentary urge. So let's make this happen. Yeah, I love being seduced. I actually don't want it. You have to talk me into it. You have to convince me. Yeah, I was lying a minute ago. I don't want to have sex unless you can sweeten the deal and make me really enthusiastic about it. Yeah, you are a genius in that regard. Discussed our relationship earlier. We can do that as long as it's in our love language, which is spicy five-alarm dirty talk. Is you're gonna give me finesse, and as I can tell, I have never experienced. I'm gonna give you goosebumps, the things I whisper in your ear. Let's do it, if you talk me into it. Let's not do it. Make me want it. Tease me. I don't need to be sleazy. Don't make it too easy. And after that romp, we kiss under the mistletoe at your straight-laced work friend's house. Bunny else was out of town. They left LA as people do for the holidays, but we found some people to hang out with because we need to hang out with other people. Basically, all we ever do is have sex, and we want it to get old. Have a sounding board and to talk about sex positions and other dirty things with other people, other couples, people, but not these people. They're not gonna be into that. They're gonna be grossed out by it. So just a peck under the mistletoe. Give me a kiss, Giving Tuesday. Yeah, I'm thinking the same thing. I wanna have sex with you again right now, and neither one of us can resist. We just finished. That was supposed to solve this problem. Ugh, you are the gift that keeps on giving any day that ends with a Y. We have other dalliances, and that strengthens our relationship. That's what we want to believe, which kind of makes it true. I'm sure you're rolling around in my absence. I like to know about that, just because I like information. I don't get off on it in any way, shape, or form. I only get off on sex that involves me, and involves me being the single point of focus and being desperately wanted and longed for. And I can usually find that when I'm out of town. Nonprofit conventions. Giving Tuesday is a huge day for nonprofits. We usually talk about the results of Giving Tuesday campaigns. Nobody really likes to spit out numbers because this is America and that's the last taboo. If there's a sexual taboo, which there may not be, streaming porn is basically mainstreamed all of that and made it rather pedestrian. Also, we don't know the longitudinal effects of 9-year-olds growing up watching porn. They might not be entirely positive. Anecdotally, I know a guy who dates a lot on Tinder. He's in his 40s, and most of the younger women he dates are significantly younger, like early 20s. And they say that they like him because all the guys their age have porn brains. They were watching porn decade before they had sex of their own, and they think that's what it's like. It's not. You don't do anal pile drivers on a one-night stand. Not with that attitude. You shouldn't rule anything out. Life is full of possibilities. You only have the options you know you have. Taking us back. Nonprofit convention. They don't call it nonprofit for nothing. People are fighting over scraps. It's oddly competitive, and there's a lot of sublimation. People who think they're saving the world have weird places where they hide their neuroses and monsters, and they come out in strange ways, and I know this because I always hook up at nonprofit conventions. All of those women have sex like feral animals. I come home badly wounded and not necessarily complaining. I usually get a special seat on the airplane. They take some damage themselves. They have an oddly high threshold tolerance for pain in the nonprofit business. If you can find strawberry blondes with green eyes, that's all I'm gonna say. But it's crazy. I don't know if it's giving or taking, or perhaps both at the same time. Taking Thursday is not a day, because giving, in a sense, is taking. Definitely a nonprofit convention. Nonprofits should have cheerleaders. There should be cheerleaders for good causes. I may have a bit of a cheerleader fetish. That is not true at all. A fetish is something you can't live without. I can live without anything. You've seen me do it. I've dumpster dove, eaten out of trash cans, and lived off the same bag of rice for 6 months. I don't need a cheerleader uniform to get hard, although I enjoy it. Everything should have cheerleaders. We should have cheerleaders for nonprofits. We should have cheerleaders for good causes. We should have cheerleaders for mental health, for self-esteem, for confidence, for the ability to forgive yourself for falling short of your high expectations. Cheerleaders for everything. Wearing your favorite colors, or your favorite color and complimentary color on the other side of the color wheel, because that looks cool, and cheerleaders look cool, and they're sexy, they're willful, they're playful, but also dead serious about getting you motivated, and they're here for you. That's really sexy. For me, at least. When they're here for me. When they're here for you, it's not the same. I'm selfish in that regard, but cheerleaders are not. And you can get cheerleaders for good causes, for nonprofits, or states of mind. Why not? They don't just do sports. Cheerleaders are, if nothing else, flexible. You, I don't know if it's a fetish, but you get randy, I've noticed, at weddings. Anytime we can go to a wedding, you always want to go. And anytime we go, you find some spot rather quickly, as though you've scouted it out beforehand, or perhaps done some crank off the back of the toilet in wherever the bathroom is and wherever this wedding is held. We've been to all kinds of weddings. We went to one in a conservatory, mini golf course, one on a Ferris wheel. It was not as cool as I was led to believe. The hand job in the air was fun. As the wheel stopped when our car got to the top, we were swinging back and forth. Side we could see the Pacific Ocean. Other side we could see Topanga Canyon on fire. And behind it, you just feel the energy of the San Fernando Valley. Valley. Not the suburban bland fest that it used to be. There's culture in the Valley now. You just have to get someone to show you around. It's like Houston. There are a lot of hidden gems. You love weddings, and I love them because you love them, because you are giving pretty much any imaginable way. Sometimes you let me run the show, and you're up for anything. Seriously, I've tried stuff I didn't even like, but it was just humiliating. I wanted to see if you'd do it, and you did. And sometimes you like to seduce, and you're masterful at bringing those things together, but that only really happens at weddings. There's a special kind of sex we have at weddings. We got a brand new move out of it, the bouquet toss. It'll be an Urban Dictionary eventually. I am, by nature, a sensualist. I never really got a chance to thrive in that regard, but I love the life of the senses. All of them, taste, smell, touch, is the way that your goosebumps rise, and you know, this little moan when that happens, and then a cat purr when you're so satisfied because you get a chance to seduce me and I let you win. Works out well for both of us. You know what you're doing in that regard, but I am living a life of the senses sometimes. Not like I could be. I feel like I had a chance to be really good at that when I was younger, and I got stuck with depression instead. Got good at that. And have I missed my chance to be a great sensualist? I like to think not. I believe that leaving that door open accomplishes more than closing it. Even if there's nothing coming, I can live that life of the senses. Be so good at that. So good at giving and taking, the kind of taking that more generous and feels better and more giving than giving itself. And you need it. You need help, but for right now, you at least need a massage, because there's a crazy amount of tension. You know, I would be tense too if I was hiding what you're hiding. I know what you did last Giving Tuesday. Yeah, you... I don't know. Do you know what I'm talking about? You don't know what I know. It's not going to do you any good to lie about it. All you can do is just stonewall me. That's what you're doing. Come on, it's sexy when you lie. Yeah, you can't help yourself. You love it. Choke on it. You are incorrigible, just like you were last Giving Tuesday. You want everybody to find out about that? I can tell about that, or I could get distracted by some really nasty thing that you do for me right now. And I could talk about that instead, because that would be way more interesting. Whatever it is that you do, it's going to be interesting. I don't know if it's going to be as interesting as what you did last Giving Tuesday. Let's see what you come up with. And when we're done, we started off nice and sensual, and then when the ice cube came out, things took a turn for the kinky and stayed there for quite a while. And I don't know how long, because we both lost track of time. There was no beginning, no end, no past, no future, just this. You know what this is. Yeah, that's way more interesting than what you did last Giving Tuesday. You were off the hook there. We are reading to each other by candlelight. Just thinking about how... There's no word. I was gonna say precious, and then I caught myself, and I heard what I was about to say, and I realized how badly deficient that is. But is it that word, or is it the entire English language? I love you. There you go. Take it. Bottle it up. I'll write it down. I'll write it in my own blood. Let's read poetry to each other by candlelight. Tomorrow I'll write it in my own blood. You can read that. And tomorrow night's haze of post-coital bliss intimacy. Like you, I like to stay in practice. We sleep with other people. We've always done that. We've always been open about it. As open as we want each other to be. You don't like it when I talk about it. I just want to know, because whatever I'm imagining is going to be more graphic, and I might get some ideas. Who knows? There's a lot of stuff I haven't tried. You know, what I'm trying to say is, as we've established, I want to be wanted. I want you to want me. I need you to need me. I long for you to long for me. I lust for you to lust for me. I'm burning up inside. I need someone who wants nothing more than to throw herself into that lava. However, what I was going to say is, because of that, I don't like even the idea of paying for sex. Don't patronize sex workers as a habit. It's too expensive, and it feels degrading to me as someone who is establishing that he has to buy the kind of companionship that he wants. look, maybe I want something really filthy. Maybe you have to pay for that at my age. That could be it. Don't judge. Don't kink shame. Don't even shame kinks that I didn't tell you about because they're none of your business. Don't shame me at all. I have a right to do whatever I want and not be criticized. I went to a sex worker last week. Yeah, I thought you might want to know. No, you really don't want to know. But I need to tell you because it's honesty is important, and this is important. It was spectacular. I'm not even going to lie. It was a Giving Tuesday special, and on Giving Tuesdays, they run specials for sufferers from severe depression and other mental illnesses, but mostly that one. We're non-threatening the depressives among us. Yeah, it was really convincing. It felt more like what my Hollywood adult brain thinks that intimacy is supposed to feel like than the real thing, which of course it did. It's constructed. It's designed by someone with a wide range of experience who's probably cynical about it and knows in the way that marketers and dog trainers do people's base instincts and all we really respond to and like gets off on watching us jump through those hoops. Be that as it may, I felt so wanted, lusted for, longed for, worshipped. It was like having sex with someone I love is supposed to be like. Yeah, with you, it's different because I am in love with you and that's real sex and that's going to be messy. And so was this, but oh, in the best possible way. It sent shivers down my spine and back up and back down again and through my whole nervous system to other parts of my body. I learned a lot. I can tell that you're upset, but someday maybe we can have an adult conversation about it. You can hold your end of that. For now, I have an idea. Let's get the tension out. Let's get down and dirty, spiritual, and tender and intimate and loving, because every golden shower is elixir from the fountain of youth that doesn't make us young physically, but keeps us eternally young in the beginner's mind, where we really belong in order to experience the inchoate, ineffable wonder of all things. Every Charizard is a collector's edition. Every Tennessee taco swamp is a life-changing experience. Both a Waterloo and a Bodhi tree enlightenment moment, and all things together showing you the unity of all things and the polarity of all things. There's a lot of that. Down and dirty, because sex gets rough, and rough sex can save us all. Sublimated kinks are killing us. That and the confirmation bias, but they're related. We could save ourselves a lot of trouble if we channeled that into mutually degrading sex like you and I do when we get down and dirty and give each other what we want, what we need, what we didn't know we needed or wanted, but oh god, when it happens. And along with things that we just wanted to try, and then we can say, okay, that was interesting. I'll cross that off the list. Maybe we'll come up with some performance art about it one day and do that in front of a security camera. Next Giving Tuesday. This one's over already. Go home. Get out of here. That's it. There will be no encores. Why do people do encores? Everybody knows it's going to happen. Just keep playing. You want people to feel like you're giving them something. In fact, just a ritual. Maybe that's it. Giving people rituals to perform. Hell yeah. Why did I not think of that? People need rituals and they're sadly deprived of them. People long for rituals. They lust for them. Giving Tuesday is coming at us. 355 days away. Let's come up with some rituals. We can workshop them in front of security cameras. Or if you see a dude with a telescope and a Midwestern accent, we can do it for him too. He's gonna like it, I think. I know I'm gonna like it, and I can tell you like it. You're bad at concealing that.